Hello and welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and her input Haga Time Diet. 3 minutes come past four. Discussions continue and still continue with my rant. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not sure this has ever happened before. Usually the whole rant is done with by 4 p.m. But I didn't conclude it and I have to conclude it. So back to the matter again. In case you're just joining, by the way, today's rant is on statement released by the River State Police Command on its Twitter page. Twitter re-arrest of lawyers handling APC election petition. And the police said that they wanted to inform the public as to what happened. And that's a good thing, by the way. That's a very good thing. That's commendable. I commend the River State Police Command for making an effort to inform the public. However, the thing with information is the public can decide to dissect that information and make what they want of it. I'm expressing my thoughts on that information provided by the police. So, quick recap. The River State Police Command got intelligence reports. A video was sent by some person to the River State Police Commissioner showing people in some hotel reportedly occupying three rooms in the hotel, moving around, carrying packages in and out of rooms, printing what seems like INEC documents, including results. And like I said, if I'm in a public place, in a business center, for example, and I'm printing materials that look like they have INEC insignia or logo on them, how does that suggest that I'm committing the crime? You know, what if I'm conducting research or something? But yes, the police should respond to complaints or intelligence report. That's fine. So they got an arrest warrant. And once again, I strongly suspect the police did that because nothing in that video, if indeed there was a video, was evident of a crime being perpetrated or a crime in progress. Because if the police are certain that a crime is being committed, they don't need an arrest warrant. They don't even need a search warrant. They can burst into that place commando style and effect an arrest if they are certain. So this video did not reveal a crime in progress, which is why they had to get this, I suspect, is why they had to get this arrest warrant. Or search warrant. So they got it and they went there. And they got into the place, obviously. Now, I asked and effected arrest. I think about eight persons, were arrested. In the course of the search, eight persons were arrested and several documents, laptops, and printers recovered. Now, I asked the question, after getting in access into the rooms these persons occupied, what was it about what they were doing suggested that a crime was being committed? Remember the expressions I used earlier on, reasonable cause and probable cause. For a police officer to effect an arrest, there has to be reasonable suspicion or probable cause. Except, of course, you can actually see a crime being, you can see the crime being committed right in front of you. I mean, that's different. But if that's not there, there has to be reasonable suspicion. Once again, reasonable suspicion means any reasonable person would suspect a crime was in the process of being committed, has been committed, or was going to be committed very soon. Seeing people printing materials that have INEC logos on them doesn't seem overly suspicious, especially once again, we're in an election period. Even if we're not in an election period, nothing particularly suspicious about that. Now, probable cause, reasonable grounds to believe that a particular person has committed a crime, especially to justify making a search or preferring a charge. So, what was it that the police saw when they got into that place that made them conclude or believe reasonably that a crime was being committed and as such required them to effect an arrest of this person and confiscate the materials that were there, printers, laptops, or whatever else they were? What was it? I expect, you know, and I'm not a police officer, but I think that what should have happened is upon responding to this complaint, yes, you got your search warrant, you get to the hotel, you get bust into the rooms, you were questioned, you interview the people who are there. Who are you? What are you? Why are you here? What are you doing with these materials? I suspect, once again, that those persons who were arrested, the lawyers and the others with them, would have provided answers to them immediately, and then there would have been no need for this statement that's been released now. The matter would possibly have ended there. For whatever reason, which this statement released by the police, Iringe Koko, the PRO, does not explain, the arrests were effected nonetheless. And they were taken to surveillance center and later transferred to state CID. And after profiling them, it was revealed three of the arrested persons were lawyers. Why didn't they profile them at the hotel? Why did they have to take them somewhere, then transfer them to state CID before profiling them and determining that three are lawyers and blah, blah, blah. Now, back to the statement. Now, after they were released, meanwhile, since the investigating team lacked the technical competence to establish... Now, let me ask a question here. What exactly is the police investigating? You say investigating team. Once again, is there a crime? Has a crime been committed? Is a crime suspected to have been committed? Well, what exactly is the investigation about? Once again, since the investigating team lacked the technical competence to establish the veracity of the suspected printed fake INEC document. Now, the choice of words here, suspected printed fake INEC document. Why does the police suspect that these materials printed are fake INEC documents? What is the basis for that suspicion? Especially once again, you have effected the arrest. You have confiscated the materials, the documents, printers, laptops, and all of that. You have profiled these persons. They have been identified, three of them, as lawyers working for a political party at an election petitions tribunal. The other five persons, supposedly, I suspect, are working with them or for them as well. Should they be in possession of such documents? Very likely the answer is yes. As a matter of fact, if there's any group of people in Nigeria right now who should be in possession of those documents, very likely it is them. So, why then is this expression, why did this choice of words competence to establish the veracity or the suspected printed fake INEC document? Why does the police suspect that they are fake INEC documents? So, the State Rec was requested to send the Commission's ICT personnel to inspect and identify the documents. The police command wishes to assure that once that is done, the most appropriate and professional thing that will be done. The command enjoins members. So, you know, and it goes on and on and on, you know, ramps up. I'm not a police officer. I don't know, really. You know, it's a security matter, you know. It's a security issue. However... intelligence, the essence of my rant today in conclusion is to remind the River State Police Command, intelligence report is not a hall pass for illegality. Because whilst a police officer is empowered to make an arrest, there is also something referred to as an unlawful arrest. Not every arrest made by a police officer is a lawful one. Even if you are wearing your uniform and carrying an AK-47 rifle, you can make an unlawful arrest. An unlawful arrest is the act of arresting someone without proper reason, without a warrant of arrest, and without following a prescribed procedure or lawful arrest. Intelligence report is not enough. We must follow procedure. There has to be reasonable suspicion, probable cause. What is it about the actions of this person that suggested that they are committing a crime, were in the process of committing a crime, or had committed a crime? And I have to end on this note to say the police have a responsibility to act on complaints or intelligence report, and they've done well by acting on that. But the police should not put itself in a position as well where there are suspicions that it is not acting in the interest of the public, but acting in the interest of just a few persons. This is a thin line between that. The police, like every other security agency, is people-centered in its approach. At the center of any action of security agencies, especially the police, is the people, public good, not state, not honorable, not excellency, but public good. And the Nigerian Police Force, River State Police Command, must always remember that. Intelligence report is not a whole pass for illegality. On that note, I end my rant. Thanks for listening. I sincerely hope you weren't bored. So what to do now? I mean, this is different for me. The rant, I don't think I've ever done a rant exceeding 4 p.m. So this is the first time for me, I think. So I'm not sure how to deal with this right now. Do I take responses to the rant? Do I wrap it up? Because it's already 12 past 4 p.m. and there's a matter slated for discussion in this hour. What do I do? I have to figure this one quickly. Okay, you know what? I'll take your responses till the next commercial break, and then I wrap it up. And when I return from the commercial break, I go into the next topic, or the topic for this hour. Let's do that. Okay, so lines open. Call 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Oh, hello, Hard Fact to welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, Dayo, good afternoon.
All right, go ahead. Hello? All right. Once again, 070-093-093 is the number. John also via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, what do you mean, Dayo?
All right, go ahead.
Yes, this issue of the police arrest. You see, police have every right to act on any information given to them. And I don't know why we in Nigeria celebrate illegality. Supposing now, maybe as I am now, you saw me printing Nigeria Info letter-headed paper in a secret place, and I'm not staff of Nigeria Info. How will you look at me? So we need to see all these things. If there is any information, and police, those people there, they are not any staff, as to say that maybe they are doing their work there. Being a lawyer does not mean that lawyer does not commit crime.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you are free.
Even if you are not a staff of Nigeria Info, do you think you have the right to visit Nigeria Info's website and print out materials from Nigeria Info's website that may contain Nigeria Info logo or other insignia?
Well, like, it depends.
No. It's I said Nigeria Info website. It's a public site. You understand? Yes. Do you have a right to visit Nigeria Info's website, print out materials from Nigeria Info's website that may have Nigeria Info insignia or documents or logo?
It depends on the document I needed.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Assuming it's documents that you need, do you think you have a right to visit Nigeria Info's website and then print out documents that you need with Nigeria Info's logo or insignia?
What you're saying, Nigeria Info
why can't you just answer the question? So, you were the one that raised Nigeria Info. You asked me a question earlier. How would I feel if you are not a Nigeria Info staff and I see you printing documents that have Nigeria Info logo on them? You brought that up, and I'm asking you. So you drew a similarity between the two. I did not. You did. I'm asking you again for the last time, hoping you will provide an answer. If you visit Nigeria Info's website and you print out a document with Nigeria Info logo or that insignia, do you think you have a right to do that?
Well, it depends on the document.
Okay, great to hear from you. I can't spend all the time with you. I have to move on to other callers right now. Hello, Hartford, you're welcome. Please go ahead. Hello.
Hello, Dayo.
You're welcome. Please go on.
Good evening. My name is Eric.
Go ahead, please.
You see, issues like this, very, very technical. The police have the right to arrest anybody through information or through documentary or through petition. But although it depends, I don't know why when the police is doing their work, a lot of people will be looking at it at different angles. The truth is that if by the time information comes to the police, if they refuse going for the arrest, different factions of stories will be coming up. So, for me, you see, when somebody is coming into this matter to elaborate about this, allow the person to air out what he wants to say before you will bring in your own issue at that question in that person.
No, hold on, just a moment. Hello, just a moment. If you call into the show, it means you have agreed that there is an unwritten contract that you have signed. That means that you'll be given time to express yourself. And if I ask you a question, which I reserve the right to, by the way, you have to answer my question. That's how it works, in case you did not know. So go ahead.
Yes, the person will answer your question.
Okay.
Allow the person to elaborate on that issue.
I did not stop. Can you elaborate on your position, please?
The truth is that these people are not IMA staff, and if it happens that they are in position or in the position of documents that involve or continuing to be IMA staff, the police can ask for information and arrest them.
What about my rant? Did said that the police don't have a right to arrest a person.
If you said they don't have the right to arrest the person,
what part of my rant suggested that the police don't have a right to effect an arrest?
Sorry, I don't have the word very
okay,
well.
Of course you don't. Good to hear from you though. Hello, Hot Friday, welcome. Please go on. Hello? Hello? By the way, everybody's actions can be put under scrutiny. Everybody. It doesn't matter who. If a president's actions can be put under scrutiny, why can't the actions of the police be put under scrutiny? That is the only way, by the way, that we can check ourselves, that society can check itself. If actions of everybody, state actors, non-state actors, security, non-security, if all actions are put under scrutiny, that is the only way, once again, we can effectively check excesses. If an agency of government, the police, for example, feel or are convinced that they are beyond scrutiny or their actions cannot be scrutinized, that is a recipe for anarchy. I'd like to welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, the police have right to arrest anybody they suspect of having committed an offence, particularly with IMEC and letterheaded papers. I think we should better concentrate on our work and leave police work for policemen. Thank you.
You're very welcome. But once again, how will lawyers defend or present their cases in court if they don't have documents that maybe originally belonged to INEC? How is that possible? 913, welcome. Hello, Hard Facts.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go ahead, please.
Okay, hello, my name is Mark.
Hello, go on.
Okay, what I want to say about this thing is that the police people that went there to arrest the people, first of all, they said they had a video. Somebody sent them a video. My number one question is, how did they get this video? Is there a CCTV in a hotel room? Do they now put a CCTV in a hotel room?
No, that can be answered simply. It's possible somebody who was in the room as well used a mobile device to capture the video. That's very possible.
Okay, that's fine. Then the thing I want to say is this. These people are loyal. Defending a particular political party that's going for the election tribunal, then if these people are in the hotel printing out their evidence that they are going to present in court for their defense, I think the police have no right arresting them. What are they going to court? Are they going to go to court with a blank sheet papers or written papers? These are IMEC documents who maybe their client has given them, this is my evidence. Maybe in a soft copy, which they now have to print a hard copy of this material. I'm not saying that or that it's so happened. They have to print this hard copy, which they are going to cut it. And they have every right to say anywhere they want to say to do this thing, to print this material. Which people, even when they call it.
Hello.
Yeah, question number one, well, who are you? What are you doing here? What are you doing with this?
All right, good to hear from you. But I think I heard most. We heard most of what the caller was saying, even though the connection wasn't perfect. Diane, good afternoon. This is called reverse investigation procedure. Thank God we've not heard that they have blood sugar yet. Can I take another call? Maybe I can. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Go on. Hello. Hello, 913? Hello? Oh, my. Hello?
Hello there.
All right, go ahead.
Illiteracy is a secret. I think that is the biggest problem with that. And it's even worse when people you think should know made up their mind just deliberately not to know. You have defined what about arrest. I'm expecting somebody to say your depictions of what you give out as procedure is wrong. And all these things were clearly violated. And you step, you like primary school teacher, you itemize it one by one by one. And none of them could say, all of us say, this is contrary to what happened. Nobody said that. They're struggling to defend what? Eh? Police, and the biggest issue, I think they should just go back to school and go and read these procedures. If they don't teach them at station, they should teach them. These elections will come and go. The worst is 8 years. And we are building such a terrible society for ourselves. And somebody is sitting down in his ballot calling.
We take off with the biggest
election. It's unfortunate. Thank you, Dio, for educating us.
You're welcome. I have to wrap this up right now, though. And once again, the police can't arrest anyone, and the police should. As a matter of fact, it's a necessary tool for doing their jobs. But then again, the police cannot have unfettered powers to do anything that they want. That is an anarchy for disaster as well. The police must be scrutinized. Everybody, every agent, even the president's actions must be scrutinized. Commercial break. When I return, we delve into the next matter of discussion. Deeply stay tuned.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations? But on 90.3 Nigeria Info.
And now, hard facts. With
Dio. Hello and welcome back. It is Hard Facts in Nigeria, Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. It's 4:30 p.m. Discussions continue now. Thanks for staying tuned. And we move on from the earlier, from discussions on my rant, we move on to another matter, and that matter was the one slated for this hour. Should have taken off already, but I had to spend some extra time with today's rant and taking your responses to that today. Well, let's move on to the next matter of discourse. Story cut, see the cable. Governors to meet with EFCC, ICPC over management of security vote on April 4. I believe that will be tomorrow. But here's the story from the cable once again. The governors of the 36 states of Nigeria are expected to meet with economic and financial agencies in the country over the management of their state security votes. Security vote is a monthly allocation given to state government for improved security. According to a statement signed by Abdulrazak Bello Barkindo, spokesperson of the Nigeria Governors Forum, the meeting will take place virtually on Tuesday, April 4. Seshana Bayo Okoru, DG of the Nigeria Governors Forum, said the agencies expected to be at the meeting include the EFCC, the ICPC, the FIRS, that's the Federal Inland Revenue Service, and the CBN. So let's talk about security votes. Security votes. Security. What are the concerns regarding security vote? Now, here's a piece published by Business Day in June 2021. Insecurity. Governors, LG chairman, pocket over 375 billion naira security vote annually, yet situation persists. Here's a bit of the article. Without doubt, insecurity is one of the fundamental and notorious challenges currently facing Nigeria, the most populous nation in the continent of Africa. The problem has grown in proportion, sophistication and gravity, especially with regional militia groups mutating with no restraint. Amidst this unfortunate situation is a shocking revelation that state governors and local government chairmen in the 36 states of the Federation collect a whopping sum of 375 billion naira annually in the name of security votes. court, an act not provided for in the Nigerian constitution or any known law in the country. This amount excludes those collected annually by the president, vice president, leadership of the national and state assemblies, ministers, and other top government officials. Security funds, often provided in cash to the government officials, are not subject to legislative oversight or independent audit, and therefore are disbursed at the discretion of the executive. Although these officials often spend some of the funds on security, they also channel them into political activities or embezzle them outright. According to a 2018 report by the Transparency International, the result is that security votes have become conduit pipes for corruption. Regrettably, despite the huge sums of money they collect from the public treasury, state governors have been incapable of stopping wanton killings, kidnappings, and other criminal activities currently going on in their states. Let's talk about this, you know, security vote. Security vote. Two main questions I got for you here. Should state governors keep collecting security votes? And should state governors, if they keep collecting them, by the way, should they account for security vote expenditure? Let's talk. Lines open. Call 070-0923-0923. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoBH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoBH. Once again, call 070-0923-0923. Hello, Hard Facts. You're welcome.
Hello, Dayo. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
I think this security vote of 18 should be scrapped because it seems like the governors are, you know, enjoying themselves in detriment of people's lives. And I think the federal government should look into it.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Dayo. Good afternoon.
All right, go ahead, please.
Please, it is obvious that this is a well... Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. It is a well-calculated means of... that they won't account for. I mean, how can you even think about it that such amount of money is shared among governors and local governments and yet there is no form of security around? Yet you have these governors manipulating the security theater in the states where they manage. No. I think it's right time we stop all these means that these guys get in embezzling, stealing funds that are not supposed to be.
But the governors are, they're called the chief security officers in their states, and they have a responsibility security-wise, don't they?
I think apart from that responsibility of being called the chief executive or whatever you call them, I think the funds allocated to this governors monthly or annually is sufficiently enough to tackle all those insecurities. And by the way, you agree with me that the governors they've argued and they've always made it known, especially when the security is not a palatable one. They're in charge of, let's say, the police, the army, the paramilitary. They're not in charge. If they're not in charge, the thing is they're also not the ones funding this security apparatus. So how then? And we are they then using this? What are they using this money for?
Well, they buy them. I'm sure you've seen several state governors, including the River State governor, or governors at different times, handing over equipment and other materials to security agencies, not just the police. The police constantly get trucks, they get other equipment, walkie-talkies and the rest of it. And sometimes they hand over equipment to other security agencies as well, the Army, the Navy, they do that.
If I heard you correctly, you said this money is reimbursed every month. Correct?
Yes, they receive them monthly.
So if
yes.
You say it's every month, do we also have the state governors and local government chairman also? Can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
Also have the state governors and state local government chairman also giving out this arms and all those equipment like you just mentioned. Do we have this happen every month? Or these are things we see that happen just occasionally? If these things do not happen every month, then what are the funds given to them every month used for? I don't know if you are getting it. We don't take state governors showing on our televisions or whatsoever the equipment gotten for the ministry or how much they've reimbursed for the security of life and all that. But you now currently, this money is given to them on monthly basis, not annually. So what are the money used for? I think it's why better these things are stopped. It should be stopped because they can't account for it and there is no need of...
Hello?
Yes.
So what are you saying? Let me before you go, finally, are you saying scrap security vote or are you saying security vote can remain but account for it?
Dayo, I think if there's something to understand, whenever these state governors are giving... Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, whenever these state governors are giving these arms to security agents, there's always a term they use. They always say of the magnanimity of the governor or the state government, we are doing this. You have to get that word correctly, magnanimity. It's not like they are doing this as a responsibility or an obligation of that they owe to these security agencies owing to the fact that these funds are provided to them monthly. They say these are things done out of magnanimity. So if it's out of magnanimity, then it should come from the state and not on any kind of a security vote basis or whatsoever.
All right,
I don't know if you are getting it.
Well,
often we hear, the state governor bought some trucks and all that for the security agencies out of the magnanimity of the state governor, out of his quest to ensure that the place is secured and all that. He has done this, That is once in a while even. And yet they call it magnanimity. My brother, the kind of things these people give to us, the kind of things they give us to eat, my brother, is really, really painful. And they expect us to clap for them.
Sir, great to hear from you, but I really must move on now. Thanks for your contribution. Well, it's important that I note, by the way, that the figures quoted from the Business Day article from June 2021 is the amount annually, 375 billion naira annually for all governors and local government chairmen in the state, 375 billion annually. And the amount excludes those collected annually by the president, vice president, and leadership of the national and state assemblies, ministers, and other top government officials. That suggests that these persons may be receiving some kind of security vote as well. I suspect the president and the vice president also get something in along those lines. Once again, lines up on 070-093-093. Now, they may get a monthly allocation, you know, but basically that figure is what they get annually. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, turn off your radio set and go ahead, please.
Yeah. Thank you for this topic. The security vote is meant to be used by the governors, the local government chairman, and perhaps those asked to receive them. But me and you know that it is a frivolous expenditure. If the state has such amount of money budgeted for maybe security agencies, so to say, now in the state, you have all kind of crimes being committed daily. Like the last speaker was saying, what are they doing with this money? Security vote is not the only thing they should account for. I'm not asking them to scrap it because those who formulated that policy knew why they were asking give them security vote. But let them be put into use. But you call police to come and assist you on one thing or the other, they say no fuel. You call national defense, whatever, to come and assist in anything, they say no logistics. So who is to provide this logistics? But every month, money is being given to the president, the vice president, the governor, and the local government chairman. Let us be sincere. If it is not being used and it cannot be used, why not scrap it? And maybe you, once in a quarter, you give them whatever you feel like giving them. Because Nigeria, we are saying we are suffering. We are not suffering. We are the cause of our suffering. Because nobody is ready to ask questions. And nobody, sorry to use that language, and nobody. Okay, some persons are ready to ask questions, but nobody or persons concerned ready to give the answer. Look at what is happening today. They kidnap a child. They kidnap an adult. The people are here. And all the gadgets in the whole world to help and to reduce them are there. There is no money. That is the answer always. There is no money. Where is this money going to?
Hello?
Hello?
Hand phone to welcome. Please go on.
Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, then.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good evening.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. Now, first, my car is parked in GRA because I escaped life in GRA. Now, I'm disinstated in all states of the federation, yes, the relative votes. And there's this mortal anarchy, confusion, sometime everywhere. And the security vote. Now, again, if a state governor builds a federal road, in fact of magnanimity or trying to make the state look good, most times the federal government will refund the money back to them. Now, if out of the governor's magnanimity he decides to do something for the police or for any security outfit, it is not his responsibility, for Christ's sake, to take care of Nigerian police or any of their federal government institutions.
Yes, there's no doubt about that.
So you don't do that because you want to control the security apparatus, or you want to control the police, or because you want to do all those things and then bring those things and put it on. You say that is what the security board is used for or not used for. I don't know how it works in Nigeria. For Christ's sake, I'm not being scared like this all my life. I'm over how many years of
age. By the way, what exactly is it you're referring to when you say that you had a scare earlier today? What happened?
So I was driving around, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention his market name, around GRA.
Go
when
ahead.
I saw these guys with long guns, and tying red on them, and then the said police you're talking about are trying to turn them up, and the boys are shooting, and everybody's praying for safety and their lives. And then we have security votes, and the police that we have been using the security votes so are clapping for people that are doing some kind of things.
You saw police officers clapping for them.
Oh, I wish I had the mind to ascend videos. I didn't have the mask. Everybody was confused. My boy that was driving said, "God, let's drive this car and leave here." Park the car, we ran. We ran. We entered one road close to that one, a particular laundry set office around the area. I don't want to mention your name here. So, it's not, we're talking about a security vote. And for me, I think there's no need for security vote because the governors or the executive of states are using this money for something that is not supposed to be used for.
But then again, even if the federal government is directly responsible for funding security agencies, there's also been a lot of talk about them not getting enough funding. You hear police officers say that we buy buttons for our uniforms, or we buy our uniforms and we buy our own boots. So if the funding from the federal government is not enough, is it entirely out of place if the states decide to pitch in to assist?
Dayo, let me tell you something. These are issues, institutional failures in Nigeria. For instance, I grew up from the barrack, right? I know that those days when they bring uniforms, those uniforms are brought to the police barrack for free. The police authorities in that station will sell it at a cost to police officers. We know all these things. It's not because federal government don't put it. It's just a failure of institutions in Nigeria. So it's the same thing that crippled down to the security votes you're talking about. Right? These guys are choosing not to do what is needful. Rather, they're choosing to do all the things they want to do, and they bring cameras and let snap picture, and we are giving cars to XYZ. Most of these cars are bought on credit from the banks. We know how all this works. So I think all this issue about security votes and all that should be scrapped. Sir, let me not talk again. Thank you very much for having me on your station.
You're welcome. Good to hear from me. We've got 13 to go. Is that 13? Yeah, looks like it. 13 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. The news update comes up at 5. Still taking your thoughts on the matter of security votes. What do you make of it? Is this something, you know, should security votes be scrapped at every level? Or do we maintain it? We simply have some accounting or some accountability. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello?
You're live on radio. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dayo, good evening.
Hello, go on.
This is Owen from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
You see, this issue of security votes, I think one of the first problems we have is that Obasanjo entered 1999 and democracy gave us a very bad constitution. Aristocratic constitution that has come to favor the rich, the same people that will fight against local government autonomy. If you tell them that they should remove this security vote now, they will rather kill people than for them to remove it, because it's favoring them so much. What do they call security vote? Do we have education vote? Do we have health vote? All of these things are things that are supposed to be in the budget seamlessly for them to be, for activities that affect human beings to be carried out and for them to be accounted for. Now, you created at one thing differently, and so they call this one security vote, that they used to do whatever. In fact, I came to think of it after a long time. The reason why we have enough police intelligence in River State like this, as in some other states, especially in River State, where you see police going against opposition, where you see police trying to obstruct opposition, the ruling party, and all, is because we have security vote. That is just exactly. They are securing no single person with it. For the past months, you can't see police doing any meaningful something. It's only where the few opposition party is doing one thing, they get intelligence report there. Where the opposition party is doing one thing, from there, not many people campaign, intelligence because they have security vote. Not many people vote and their vote count because they have security vote. Now, not letting people have materials to go to tribunal is because there is a free flow.
If the police is not doing anything at all, I'm sure that we can't all be wherever it is we are right now. And you probably can't be making this call to me right now. I mean, so the police is doing something.
Dayo,
yeah.
If you are supposed to work in that office there where you are for 4 hours in a day and you put in 30 minutes, have you not done something? You have done something. But is this significant as it's supposed to be? That is what we are talking about. Police, does it mean that whether money from the say, governors or not, name of security vote or not, does it mean that the police wouldn't have had enough reasonability, enough technicality, and enough thing to do better thing than they are doing now ordinarily? It's just like what you analyzed earlier about them going to arrest people going for tribunal. You can see how misplaced priority. I'm just trying to say that if the security vote is not somewhere trying to compromise people, misdirect people, mislead people, automatically police would have even done better, even with less given to them from federal government and even state in the name of security vote. I'm telling the gospel truth. Police is even causing a security in this state, sorry to tell you. Because when you take side and begin to do one thing because you're giving security vote, rather than even creating security, the truth is that if other, thank God that other political parties are not even following up how it is going. This state, that this one you're saying that we would have been talking like this. Yeah, you wouldn't even have been talking like this, the way police is going about it. They don't arrest PDP. They don't arrest them.
Hello?
Intelligence report about PDP. I have never seen every people cry every day. They destroy our campaign things. They stop plot us. They hijack ballot box. No intelligence report. The three people kidnapped on election day. No single person is arrested. But every other person intelligence report is gotten, and they are, what they are doing is dismantled, disorganized, or whatever. Security vote. It has brought more harm to Nigeria than the good that you thought of. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, also. So, got a few minutes ago. 07009030093. Let's take a few comments now, if I can. Peter Obi said there's nothing security vote in the Nigerian constitution. As a matter of fact, that is true. There really is no security vote in our laws. Good afternoon. If there's crime somewhere, you call police, the response is they couldn't make it based on logistics. And when I asked police, why are you people collecting money from motorists? The response is to fund logistics, buy boots, buy polish and launder their uniforms. They're not so noble. Hello, the security voter, whatever they choose to call it, should either be scrapped or the governor should give an account of the spending. Why would anyone be backed by law to spend public funds without having to render an account of what it was used for? The optics just looks bad, and that's from Mark Paul. Good evening, Otto from Bukumago. Total money for security vote, 375 billion and approximately states. Equals 10 billion, approximately an LGA in Rivers, 400 million. An institution should be created like Inland Security Service. Another option is the Youth Corps Service because they are deployed to towns and villages across Nigeria. But even there are security votes meant to be used by the governments and local government chairman without accounting for it. Some of the governor's security votes are too outrageous. Let the governors and local government county chairman account for it. That's from Wonate Clinton West. Hello, you're welcome. Negative security votes or not will not change anything. Let police leadership purge themselves of mismanagement and misappropriation and focus on their primary responsibilities of protecting lives and property. Possibly stop attaching police to politicians, rather protect institutions of government more than the politicians who occupy such institutions. And that's from Ibifubara. How do we give executive office holders in the three tiers of government huge sums of money that is unappropriated for in the budget? To make matters worse, we're giving it to them with a carte blanche. Are we not indirectly giving them slush funds? But curiously, what is the revenue source that funds the security votes? It's not like it's deducted from excess crude since we have been borrowing to fund our national budget. So are we borrowing to give governors and local government chairmen slush funds? And that's from text. All very interesting questions, I must say.